Blog Talk Radio.
After a couple of weeks of not being here, I've been around, but maybe physically, but not mentally. We've got some interesting topics tonight. We're going to talk about Fukushima. We've got true paranormal tales, which I'll be reading out. Also, current events and news. So anything you'd like to give us a call about this evening, or this morning, or this afternoon, or if time doesn't exist for you, then just give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Let me just do a sound check to make sure everything's all good. One moment. Sounding good. So please sit back. Open your minds and enjoy the show.
I'm sorry.
to go to 80 meters to the Inter-Sand Dune, you'll have to actually, rappel down. So you need to start working on your upper body strength so that we can do this.
I don't need to work on my upper body strength.
Yeah, you're right. It's me. I need to. So that's the good news, and I also have some other good news to share. There is a nice little story. There's an inter-Asian market, and it's in Nashville, that received an apology note and also $300 from the person who robbed the store 11 years ago. And the person wrote that they robbed the store around 9 or 10 in 02 or 03, and they got a six-pack of beer and asked for cigarettes. And then when the register opened for them to get change, he took out a gun and took $300 from the register. And basically they asked for forgiveness and the acceptance of the money. And the person who brought the stuff in wasn't actually the person that did the robbing. But the guy didn't want to, because the guy looked so rough and dogged out, the person behind the counter didn't want to take the envelope, and then did finally. And when they opened it up, they saw that there was this letter and the money in there.
And he said, "Where's the beer and cigarettes?"
Where's the money for that? You stole that back. Yeah, so.
Plus interest.
So those are some awesome stories, that I've seen floating around. Now, I'm going to tell you, though, there's also some pretty tough stories roaming around the Internet. And so this is something that's actually kind of difficult, and I know that we try to discuss both positive and also just crazy things, you know, on here, just because we need to be aware. But this was actually released yesterday, and basically an 8-year-old girl in Yemen died because of basically internal injuries that she suffered on her wedding night when they married her to a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, I
heard about that. Yeah, so, this stuff is still going on, even in 2013. And one of the things that they're saying is that if we had a more clearly defined interpretation of what a child is that is agreed upon worldwide, then we'd be able to protect children more. I mean, who doesn't know that an 8-year-old's a child? You know what I mean? But still, it's just something that happens, and we don't want to diss other cultures, but this is an atrocity, period. And so there's some links. I'm not going to put the link in the chat room necessarily, because there's not anybody in the chat room to get it at this moment, but it's posted on our page if anybody wants to kind of read about it. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about before I hand the show directly over to Bill is one more tough thing. And this is actually something that happened in, unfortunately, the United States, but in Iowa, that basically a youth pastor claims that he was curing teenage boys of their homosexuality by praying while he was actually having sex with them.
I was not worried.
Well, basically, he told the detectives that his longest relationship with any of the victims lasted for 4 years. And it said it started when the boy, was 14, and that they had mutual contact about 25 to 50 times. And the victim, who is now an adult, claims the number of times was more than that. But basically, what he said he did was he would pray for them, like I was just saying, and when they would, basically physically finish, they would be getting rid of the evil thoughts in their minds. And so, but anyway, he's out on a $30,000 bond, and the case is still being investigated. So, you know, this is another way, we've kind of talked about this before, the way that people use religion to bully and abuse. And remember, religion and spirituality are two different things. So that's something that, you know, we've talked about before. But, you know, the other day when we were watching David Icke, he was making a point about how he brings tough topics to the light, tough topics to discussion. And one of the things that he notices is because of what he does, because it still kind of exists in the realm of New Age thought, a lot of the New Age people that, you know, they don't like to hear what he has to talk about. And he's, you know, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. So he started talking about people using spirituality as a coping mechanism. So my question to the drop in the ears of the people who are listening is not necessarily do you think that's right or wrong? That he's right or wrong, I'll put it that way. But what do you think spirituality is, or what does spirituality mean to you? So when people are calling in, I'm going to ask them, what is spirituality to you? You know, what do you think that it is used for? And I'm not going to put my opinion out there right now. I just want people to kind of think about that, the people that are in the queue, to kind of think about that. But I'll stop talking because I've been talking for quite a bit. But hello.
So you're talking about, you know, talking about positive subjects, negative subjects. I myself have been accused, as of you, of spreading fear with negative subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, you know, I was accused of, you know, spreading fear because I chose to question some of the facts from 9/11.
Right.
The show on conspiracy theories. And somebody was saying, spreading fear, you know, shouldn't be talking about all this negative stuff and blah, blah, blah. Well, the way somebody puts it, a good way to put it was the other day, he said, if you were sat there with somebody, and he said, look, there's a tornado coming behind you. Would that be is that negative? Because you've actually given them the information there and they can take action upon that information, or is it negative to sit there and say nothing? You know?
Right.
So, with these subjects that people think that we're spreading fear, but it's the fact that some people don't want to open up to the truth because it does scare them, but like I said before, we can't. It's not our fault how people interpret this information. If it scares them, or, you know, we just want to enlighten. But I think it was a good analogy.
You think?
About the tornado. Yeah.
Well, I'll play the devil's advocate with you. And I hope you answer me back the way I'm thinking. But, you know, what if, you know, a tornado is a matter of life and death, but this information here, it's not. It's something that's just, you know, things that have happened already. So, you know, is it, are you... if you tell someone about something that's about to happen to them as far as a tornado is concerned, you know.
Well, it's just an example.
Right. But I mean, you know, what do you think about, you know, urgency? I guess it's urgency.
Maybe I should think of a different analogy.
No, I mean, actually, I was actually hoping that you would actually say that it still is urgency. It is a matter of life and death. Like, when we were talking about what was it we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? Why don't words want to come to me? the You know, we were looking at that video. About the rituals.
Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, Bohemian Grove. I mean, think about that. I mean, it's even though it's something that's happening a little bit of ways and whatnot, I mean, what about all the missing people, I mean, that we have going on, and if those people are being used in rituals like that? That's still a bit of an urgency. You know, people that are just kind of doing their thing and possibly, I mean, but, you know, I'll digress a little bit, though, because I realize that a lot of people are, they don't necessarily like this sort of thing because there's just no proof that it is happening, just like there's no proof that it's not. So it's kind of like conjecture and speculation.
Well, there's some proof out there.
Well, you know what I mean. That's what they're just like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Well, basically, so, it was just used an analogy.
But it's a great analogy. I just wanted to
talk over there. It's fine.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Because I thought it was a good analogy. Maybe it was the way I worded it. It didn't come off very well. But it's, like I said, it's just the, it's information. And the more information we have, knowledge is power. And people can take action on information rather than not giving them the information. I think it's more negative not to do your best to provide people with the information they need, rather than, you know, I'm difficult to give my words. I'll move on to something else.
Okay.
So I was in, I'm doing the High Life workout. Still, I've been doing this the fifth week. I'm onto the High Life workout, which is actually following a proper plan. And it's hard work. It's very hard work, but I think I'm starting to see results now. It just helps to be actually following a plan rather than doing my own thing. Just working okay. I'm on the whey protein. So I was in work today, and I had an error come up today. Let's see if you can interpret this error. I'll show work one moment. And let me get into a program. It says, object reference not set to an instance of an object. Any ideas?
Say that again?
Object reference not set to an instance of an object.
It sounds like it's saying to you that there's no code for whatever you put in there.
But didn't it sound pretty crazy?
Yeah, but why should you have to think about that? Why can't they just say code not found?
I don't know. It's weird. Let's play a song.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break. But one of the things that, before I play the song, I have a little introduction. Remember, this full moon that's next week, it's on the 19th. And remember, anybody who wants to do some full moon manifesting, you want to start on the 19th and do it the 20th and the 21st. You have a 3-day time period there. Now, I mean, the moon is still kind of full on the 18th, but, you know, the 19th. Anyhow, it's called the Harvest Moon. So, if there's, for your manifesting needs, it's time to start basically reaping and putting some stuff out there to the universe about, you know, collecting whatever it is that you've been trying to, you know, put together. So anyway, Harvest Moon is coming up. And so that's a good segue into our next song. And then after we come back, we'll take a caller, okay? But in the meantime, this is Broken Earth Radio, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love.
Huang something of, well, anyway, similar. was arrested after he charged a gullible young woman $3,279 to perform an exorcism, one which involved inserting his penis into her vagina to trap the ghosts he claimed were inhabiting her. According to the Inquisitor, Huang claimed that during an examination he discovered the ghost in her vagina that were keeping her boss from falling in love with her. She agreed to have sex with him in order to trap the ghosts on his penis. However, she quickly realized her mistake and called the police the next day. Huang was arrested and is awaiting trial. I mean, who falls for this stuff? I mean, you know,
there's got to be something about a grown-up that falls for that mess, that they want it to, they want something.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're just kept caged up in a closet or something somewhere, and they just don't know any better.
Here we go. Wall Street crime number 1,000,000,001. A bank sent the repo man to the home of West Virginia resident Nikki Bailey to foreclose on the property and trash all her belongings, only to learn that Bailey's was actually the wrong house in the wrong town.
Oh, my goodness.
Bailey returned to her house visiting a friend in the hospital to find the repo man from CTM Industries had removed every last item of furniture from her house. When pressed to explain what was going on, the man simply stated that they'd been ordered by the unnamed bank to foreclose on Bailey's house. The only issue was that Bailey's house had been bought in full over 25 years prior. Upon further inspection, it turned out that Bailey's house was on Godby Street, while the house slated for repossession was found on Godby Heights. An understandable mistake is set for the fact that Godby Heights isn't located in the town of Logan, but Chapmanville, over 10 miles away. Everything was gone, Bailey said to the local news. Living room furniture, my Marshall diploma, my high school diploma, my pictures, my history. I was teacher of the year, all that stuff is gone. It's all gone.
Oh my gosh.
Twist the world's rudest knife a little further. The repo man told Bailey that all the things he had trashed from the house was considered junk when they inspected. The bank in question has remained unidentified, even after Bailey and a lawyer began pursuing the repo company for some information. They have begun the process of securing restitution for the lost items, but with the error still unclear and the bank unnamed, it proves it might be difficult. It's a lot like taking someone's luggage at the airport, said Kanawha County Prosecutor Mark Plants, who has already ruled out the possibility of forthcoming criminal charges. It wasn't a crime, it was an accident. Why is it that for an institution that deals with accounts of the highest bracket, accountability is always the hardest thing to come by? Yeah, sorry, we just trashed all your stuff. It was an accident, so, yeah. Sorry. Well, sorry, forget the sorry. It wasn't even a sorry, was it?
Mm-mm. They don't care what they did. They really don't care what they did at all.
Last Monday, 21-year-old barrister, Coulson Loptman, said he was fired from a downtown Seattle Starbucks, where he'd worked for more than a year. The reason? He ate a sandwich that had been thrown away. Really, like most cafes, the coffee giants get rid of food that has expired. They donate what they can and toss the more perishable items. Loftman, who says he couldn't get enough hours to pay his bills and survives partly on his food stamps, explains, I hadn't eaten all day and I was on a 7-hour shift. A co-worker figured no one would mind if... a co-worker had just Mark some breakfast sandwiches out of stock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he figured, someone keeps distracting me, and figured no one would mind if he grabbed one of the plastic wrapped sausage sandwiches out of the trash can. But Starbucks did mind, according to what his manager sat him down a week later and told him she'd found out about the sandwich and contacted HR, and they consider it stealing and it's against policy, so I'm sorry, but I have to terminate you. Fire them on the spot.
Hmm.
Anyway, I believe we have somebody in the queue back. One more.
Yeah, she's back. But, you know, just real quickly, I actually have a friend that was fired for eating a bagel out of the trash like that, too. I mean, it wasn't even, like, even really in the trash. It was just in the count for trash because, you know, when they're going to throw it away, they have to count it so that they can write it off as waste. And they're going to write it off as waste anyway. Why can't the kid eat? You know what I mean? And so, I mean, it's...
It's crazy. Like, somebody's hungry. There's some food there that nobody wants. I see a solution.
Right. I mean, you know, when... I think I can actually probably say the company names because the company doesn't exist anymore. But, what?
Nothing, go on.
You sounded like, the dad from King of the Hill when you did that.
Oh, that's a bit like Elvis. Oh, well, very much.
That was actually pretty good. But yeah, there was, like, when Sunshine Grocery was open, it's a national food store, they used to let people take the food home because, I mean, why throw it away? I mean, hunger, come on now. You know what I mean? But anyway, but when Wild Oats took over, of course, it's more of a corporate place, but they're writing it off. Who cares? I mean, who flipping cares? They even with the canned food, they wouldn't let us take the canned food to the Mission. And it's a natural food store that's supposed to be about community and health and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's wrong. I mean, it's wrong to throw away food that you can eat, that you can feed people. It's wrong, period.
Well, we write stuff off at work, and it's like, got a box of stuff, spare parts. It's like, yeah, this part of it in your car, you may as well have it, you know. I'm going to go in the bin otherwise, you know.
Right.
Ludicrous.
Well, let's talk to Michelle real quickly, and we're also going to ask Michelle a nice question.
Interrogate her. Like an interview.
Yes, we are. Michelle, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, because somebody from the same area code just dialed in, and I'm like, wait a minute, am I crazy? But
no, actually, my call dropped, and so I did have to call back.
Okay. Well, there's somebody else from the area, from your same area code calling in too. Just so, but anyway, so we're going to ask you a question. We're going to put you on the spot, okay?
Okay.
But what does spirituality mean to you?
Well, to me, spirituality is once you actually come into it. I think it's just, you know, your journey towards spirit, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
Practices that may, you know, come into it. I don't equate any of that to religion, but I just think that, you know, it's the journey that all of us hopefully make, you know, back towards, you know, towards actually our Heavenly Father is what I view spirituality as.
Okay.
Good answer.
Well, why don't you share with us what's on your mind today, or just whatever has you at that place where you want to talk, or you have something
to talk. Want to talk to what's weirdos? What's up?
I want to say, love the show. I really was enjoying you guys, and I did kind of agree how there's so many people that kind of want to turn away from the issues that are going on, and I don't feel like talking about it is scaring people, but I know that most of the people who aren't awake are the ones who are still in fear, and so that's why fear is the first, you know, emotion that comes to them, because they're not awake and they're not dealing with it. But the fact that most of us, you know, are dealing with it is why it's still able to continue on in our world. So
right.
we've got to wake up.
Yeah.
We've got to realize and, you know, not just look at what's going on, but have some solutions to fix it. But everyone who wants to say, you know, that's not happening, you know, or, you know, you're pushing fear. Yeah, it's a definite scary situation, but we're in revelations of we need to have these revelations, realize it's happening, and then put the attention towards how do we stop it. Because as long as we continue to be afraid of the situation, it's happening. It's there. People are going through it. So acting like, you know, everyone being afraid of it's going to work, that's the problem. Everyone's afraid of it. We can't be afraid
right.
of it anymore. We need to go past that and fix it because we're the ones
right.
who are going to fix it.
Yeah.
So I
and
agree with, you know.
We need to be able to listen to it and hear
yeah.
it and laugh, not because it's hilarious. Or because it's comedy necessarily, but just kind of laugh. You know, I laugh a lot, and I laugh at the wrong times all the time, and I'm constantly getting, like, an elbow in the gut. That's a, you know, proverbially an elbow in the gut. You know, Bill is always
yeah.
like, what's so funny, you know? But it's just like, sometimes
how dare you laugh?
But I'm laughing
yeah.
because it, I mean, sometimes it's because I'm uncomfortable, but because sometimes, too, it's because the situation is, like, it's not that I'm mocking anybody, but the situation is, like, either singing to me or it's, like I know you've experienced this a zillion times and you already have the answer, and I just and it makes me laugh because it's just, like, really? You know? But anyway.
Well, the thing is, sometimes I say that I'm pretending to be serious.
You're always pretending
which,
to be serious.
Which adds more comedy to the situation, in my eyes. Now you'll better laugh now.
Well, I know Michelle is calling to ask something wonderful. So, Michelle, you know, what's on your mind, sweetie?
I was just wondering if you guys were able to maybe see any big changes ahead for me, if you're able to view that and see if maybe you can see any of that.
Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Remember, just for me, if you would, just kind of focus on your breathing, just, you know, try to take your mind away from the question. But hold on just a moment. Okay. Michelle, I want to just point blank ask you if you've been trying to move.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we've got some stuff that's going to be happening. I mean, it does look like you're going to be moving, but it looks like you're going to be moving in with, it kind of looks like it's a woman. And one of the things I'm kind of concerned about is just basically what happens after. So you're going to be moving in basically what looks like two steps, 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 months, two things. You're moving in two steps. And on the other side of this, it's basically going to be the chemistry between you and her. I'm going to try to give you as much armor as I can. She is, It's about discipline and structure in this particular situation. So I do see you being in a situation where you could feel like you're being controlled. And if you kind of approach it from the angle of this is only temporary, you can handle this, and then you'll be out of there in about five steps. So if we're looking at months, dear, maybe it's 2 months. I feel like it's going to be faster than that, though. But honestly, that's honestly how I intuit it. I really feel like you'll be moving in with this person, you know, kind of soon. But we'll get you out of there by February. And if you just use the right, because, I mean, I'm going to tell you this, your spread is very short, and it's also down to what you manifest. I mean, you're a great manifester, and you're also in a very powerful point of your life. You're in a manifestation point of your life, and you're also in a financial cycle. Cycles change between roughly July to July. And remember, when we have financial cycles, we also have issues that are moral. We have moral issues or moral conflicts, ethical issues, ethical conflicts, ethical challenges. But if we get you out of there by February, because it looks like you have to move again, and when you move again, you're going to be moving into your own space, everything will be all good. See, and I'm not just putting a blanket on it, okay? So I'll be quiet for just a moment so you can kind of see, you know, you can kind of just talk about how you're feeling about that or just have anything to say.
I do feel pretty good about it, you know. I honestly do. And with you saying, the move, like, it's not surprising at all. It's definitely necessary. And so it's scary a little bit, you know. I'm going to be honest, it is scary. But I'm ready, you know. You can't let fear hold you back. You got to do it.
Yeah. So, but remember, it's a temporary move, and then there's a more permanent move for you. And as long as you remember, I'm doing this for a reason, and then I'm going to be scooting right out again, I mean, you'll be back on top.
Okay.
I've got three things. Sorry, it's a bit vague, but I get the dates of March the 13th for something significant going on for you. And also, for some reason, something to do with a necklace as well. But I don't know what that is about. The color blue. So if you can make sense of any of that, you know, but the March 13th seems to be a significant date. So, I mean, somewhere between February and March sounds like it's going to be a change coming there, doesn't it?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to kind of, I don't know if I should say this to Bill now or if I should say it to him later, but I was staring at my blue necklace the entire time I was reading for her.
Oh, that's what I picked up. That's what it was.
So just forget about that.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm picking up on that. Thing, but we weren't staring at March 13th on the calendar.
No, I was not staring at the calendar. I was just staring at that. So, but March 13th, that's a significant focal point. So, but remember, when you make your next move, when you make your second move from this point, I actually see you moving into your own space, like genuinely, like your own home or your own townhouse or your own condo, your own thing. You know, so just remember, this is a pit stop to the real deal, and you can put all your stuff all over it. You can decorate your house and paint it, and you know, just do whatever you want to with it because it's yours. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, and please listen to us and let us know how you're doing. Okay.
I will definitely. I really enjoyed the show. I will continue to listen.
Okay, dear. We'll just put you on the little listener thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Also, if anybody wants to know how to reach us outside of this thing called the show, you can find us on Facebook.
Which is outside of the box.
You can listen to us you can reach us on Facebook under Broken Earth or under Psychic Nunu. If you want to get in touch with Bill, you can reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. That's a nice email address to write him if you want any distant healing, or if you want to, you know, yell at him because you don't like him or whatever. So
that's right. That's what I normally get.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to
Fukushima.
We're going to be talking about Fukushima, and we're also going to take the caller at 609-609-er. Is there anything you want to say before we go to break?
Is this my song?
Probably not. No, it's all about me.
All right.
Is it always like that? No, it's never like that. This is Broken Earth Radio. Give us a call. The number is
99% of the songs are yours. My song is the 1%.
Oh, so yours is the most elite?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, the number's 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com. 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Better than I am.
Lana Del Rey in video games.
Lana Del Rey.
This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and I'm Bill, and the guy is Nunu. You thought it was the other way around, all you first-time listeners. You thought that,
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm Bill.
Well, I suppose you better take this call before I start going on and on and on about Fukushima.
Okay, we'll take the caller first.
And then a little bit later, we'll be talking about some paranormal stories.
Woo! Okay.
Welcome, Lady D. To the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room, Lady D. And 609, caller at 609.
Hello, how you doing? My name's Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha. Hello. Tabitha, so, in your mind about religion, I'm sorry, about spirituality. Sorry about that.
Religion.
I didn't mean to say, I meant to say spirituality. What does spirituality mean to you?
When I say
on the spot.
Spiritual, it's like, to me, I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to say it. I say that I believe in God, but then I say I'm also spiritual, and so I'm into something a little different than what they're into, but I still believe in God. And when you talk to religion people, they're going to have a whole nother different aspect. So,
right.
I don't even waste my time even saying, I'm into this and I'm into this and I believe this, because they're going to take it to a whole nother dimension. And I just feel like what they don't understand, and, hey, it's all Satan, as long as you just don't get too carried away with it. But, it's just a long story, what you believe, but that's just, I don't know.
It's okay. We're just, it's one of the things that we said in the top of the show is that we were going to be asking, the people that call in what spirituality means to them, because, some people feel like it's a coping mechanism, and I haven't said what I think, but the thing is that just like anything, just like money, we can use money to save us, or we can be guided by money, just like anything. But spirituality, people have different ideas of what it means. And the thing
is, extra booster.
Yeah, I mean, it can be an extra booster.
Extra booster.
I mean, it can be, it just depends on how it works for you. Remember, whatever works for you is cool. And I also, and just like you're aware of this too, because I actually see you as somebody that's actually really intuitive, to be honest, is that you realize that people change or they evolve. It's not that they change like necessarily that they reinvent the wheel in their lives, but they just kind of move to different plateaus, and so it may differ. Like, what spirituality may have meant to you 10 years ago, it's something different now. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
There's no real right or wrong answer. There's no real right or wrong answer, just seeing how you feel. But Tabitha, it's nice to meet you. Why don't you just, share with us what's on your mind today, or just, what has you at that place where you feel like you need to talk?
I'm just in such a negative environment, and practicing humility, and really should just close the door and not listen to it, meditate, go outside and breathe the air, go look at some flowers or something. I tend to not do that, and I get myself caught up I'm in a negative, like I said, in a negative place. It's a lot of negative energy. And it just causes me to kind of take the tone of voice to another level, because somebody's saying something negative about me, and I know that it's not true, and I should just leave it alone, but I don't. And
right.
I have a question. The question is, when do you see me moving out of this place?
Okay. Are you in your mother's home or your dad's?
Huh?
Whose home are you in?
And my mother's, my mom and dad, but my dad's deceased, but my mother.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this weird question. It's actually not freaky weird, but it's just, something that you probably didn't expect. Is this your mother's house or your dad's house?
Well, it was both their houses, but like I said, my dad's deceased. It was my mom and my dad's house.
Well, when I ask you that question, what I mean is when your father was alive, was he the leader or was your mom?
Oh, no, she's the leader.
She's the leader.
Mom
would
say it's her house.
Yeah, yeah, and the reason the only reason I say that is because, I mean, if it was his space, it probably wouldn't be this difficult for you. You know what I mean? But
probably be worse.
You think so? You think so?
If you could see what happened, I don't want to be with that.
Hold on just a moment. Oh wow! I don't want to call you out on the net. I mean, you know what I mean.
I know you don't, but if you could just take a look at that childhood, a lot of damage that put me in a position to where spirituality has got me today in a better place.
Right. No,
spirituality has really got me here. Besides God, but you know. Trying to meditate, and you see all the stuff, lighting the candles and clearing out my space,
right.
Talking to the archangels and the angels, help, you know, extra guidance, and, you know.
Well,
so
you know, let me tell you something. There's two different paths that you can take, and I just have to move you forward because I can't live in there with you right now like that. It's just too familiar to
me. It's horrible.
But,
I mean, I need to make a change. I could have been dead a long time ago. You see everything that's going on, but I'm still here, so it's a reason.
So what I'm going to say is this. This is what I'm going to say. if you want to get out of there healthy, but what I mean by healthy is I don't mean healthy, like physically healthy, but get out of there in a way where you've got money in your pocket and you've got a goal, you know what I mean? You got stuff going on. You could be out of there.
I mean, because I'm waiting for my Social Security disability check. I should be hearing something from them this month because I do got some health problems going on. So that's why I'm kind of at a stalemate right now. And
right.
So that money comes in, and then I can just take it and get out of here.
So, hold on a minute. Let me do something a little bit differently. Let me tell you. Let's focus on one thing at a time, and let me be fast.
I know when I told you to look back at that kind of like whoa.
It kind of messes you up. Hold on a second, dear. Okay. We're looking at. You're supposed to be hearing something from them. Looks like in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're getting. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I wanted to say. Hold on, I got to do some counting. Hold on. One. Let me see. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's what I thought. So 7 weeks. 7 weeks brings us to, this is the 10th. One, two, the 24th is 2 weeks. The first is three, four, five, six, seven. Around Halloween time, that week right there. So basically the beginning of November. It's the beginning of November. So we'll get you out of there in November.
So I'll be getting out of here in about November?
Around November time, you'll be out of there.
That'll be good.
But remember, that
long
big
time.
Check you get, they're going to be wanting you to spend all of it within a certain amount of time. So whatever you get into, you got to make sure that you got yourself set for a while. Now, let me tell you something, too. I do also see you taking on something part-time, taking care of people. So
that would be nice.
With your other little things. So whether you're working in a little group home or after school daycare, you know, teaching kids art, you know, whatever, because you're really
mm-hmm.
very creative and kids love you a lot.
yeah.
You know, that's that's a good angle for you to take to also build some trust and some brand new friendships too. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, we're gonna get you out of there.
So you do see me moving. That's because
yeah,
I'm telling you,
about,
I'm just it's like I just need to just really just you know keep on praying and talking to Archangel Chamuel, you know, for that love, sending it in their hearts, and you know, and I don't want to, but you know, it's the right thing to do. I'm just like really just going through it. So
yeah,
I got a phone call. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening. And Bill, did you have something to say, sweetie?
No, just wish you all the best. And, thanks for
thank much you so time. Much.
Thank you, Tabitha. Okay, so we do have some calls in the queue, and I promise you we'll be talking to you. We're probably going to be talking to 917 next. However,
probably.
Big Daddy has something to talk about. He wants to talk about Fujiyama Saki Top.
So Fukushima.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's the radioactive plant in Tokyo, Fujiyama. I should have checked. But, anyway, after the terrible earthquake they had a couple of years ago, it's a right mess. Well, anyway, we'll talk about Fukushima and how the levels of radiation are worse than what's actually been depicted for a long time in mainstream media up until very recently. They're actually admitting now that there's problems. And TEPCO, which is, let me just get the, is the Tokyo Electric Power Company. Just wants you to be aware of that. The Fukushima nuclear power plant, radiation isn't the only thing leaking out each week. It seems there is another small leak of the truth that has been deliberately hidden from the public. Yesterday, TEPCO finally admitted it's been downplaying the ongoing radiation release levels by a factor of almost 20. Now, radiation leak 18 times higher than previously disclosed. According to TEPCO press release covered in Bloomberg, Japan, TEPCO announced high dose radiation of hourly 1,800 MSV, which is a way of recording the radiation, has been observed. This is highly radioactive water leaking from the new famous storage tanks that were never designed to be long-term storage tanks in the first place. Previously, TEPCO told the public these tanks were only leaking 100 MSV per hour, downplaying the actual radiation leaked by almost 95%. Same story goes on to say. A professor of Kinki University said, regarding the level of hourly 1,800 MSV, there was only one thing called death. If you stay exposed to this for 4 hours, 100% of persons will die within 30 days. The BBC is also covering the story, just in case you want to see this in English, blah, blah, blah. Radiation levels around Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant are 18 times higher than previously thought. Japan authorities have warned and now say readings taken near the leaking tank on Saturday showed radiation was high enough to prove lethal within 4 hours of exposure. The new reading will have direct implications for the radiation doses received by workers who spent several days trying to stop the leak last week. And that's understatement of the year. Direct implications means the cleanup workers are already dead. So why the increase from 100 MSV to 1800 MSV suddenly? So how exactly did TEPCO get readings of just 100 MSV per hour until recently when they scored readings of 1,800 MSV per hour? You won't believe this when I tell you. They were using a radiation meter that maxed out at 100 MSV.
What?
They were detecting for radiation with a meter that only maxed out 100 MSV and be like, whoa. It's
That's like weighing yourself on a scale that only goes up to 100 pounds.
Exactly. Using the same logic, I'm just going to patent the Fukushima weight loss miracle program that includes a body weight scale which only goes up to 110 pounds.
It just said that.
I know.
Yay!
10 pounds out. Sorry, I'm not giving that to you. No matter how heavy you are when you step on it, it only really 110. It's a Tepco weight loss miracle. Tepco, in other words, have been running around measuring radiation detectors that are, by design, incapable of measuring the full extent of the radiation being released. Then reports the actual radiation level is whatever the max detection limit is on the low-end detectors. Leave that article and move on to this other one now, about the same subject. Slicing food sheen is a lot worse than a lot of people think. The radiation warnings you won't get from the mainstream propaganda machine. The mainstream media and the federal government will soon have the blood of the world on its hands. Radiation from the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster in Japan is now actively in the ecosystem all along the North American west coast. Even the seaweed is now radioactive. The Vancouver Sun reported 1 year ago the seaweed tested from waters off the coast of British Columbia were four times the amount considered safe. No further test results were released after the initial reports. The governments of the United States and Canada are not conducting tests for radioactivity, at least not to the knowledge of the public. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has agreed to continue purchasing seafood from Japan despite the fact that the food is not being tested for radioactive contamination. Last November, independent testing in Japan showed 65% of the catches tested positive for cesium, a radioactive material. Instead of refusing to purchase the poisoned fish, food safety agencies in both the United States and Canada have simply raised the acceptable radiation level. We can't go offending these Japanese after promising to buy their tainted goods now, can we? After the North American government's refused to fund testing, oceanographer Ken Boosler, a senior scientist at the non-profit Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in Woods Hole, along with Nicholas Fisher, a marine science professor at the State University of New York. Another concerned scientist managed to secure private funding for a Pacific research voyage. The results? Cesium levels in the Pacific had initially gone up by an astonishing 45 million times above pre-accident levels. The levels then declined rapidly for a while, but after that they unexpectedly leveled off. In July, cesium levels stopped declining and remained stuck at 10,000 times above pre-accident levels. This means the ocean isn't diluting the radiation as expected. If it had been, cesium levels would be keep falling. The findings suggest that radiation is still being released into the ocean long after the accident in March 2011. Less than 2 weeks after the tsunami and subsequent nuclear disaster, Michael Caine, an investigative journalist, reported in the wake of the continuing nuclear tragedy in Japan, the United States government is still moving quickly to increase the amount of radiation the population can safely absorb by raising the safety zone for exposure levels designed to protect the government and nuclear industry more than human life. The radiation has absolutely reached the shores of North America. Water samples from across the continent tested positive unsafe levels of radioactivity. The levels exceeded federal drinking water thresholds, known as maximum contamination levels, or MCL, by as much as 181 times. This means that the complete ecosystem of the Pacific Ocean is now poisoned with radiation, and we aren't being warned. Samples of milk taken across the United States have shown radiation levels 2,000% higher than the EPA maximums. The reason that milk is so significant is that it's represented of the entire food supply. According to an article published on Natural News, cows consume grass and are exposed to the same elements as food, crops, and water supplies. In other words, when cow's milk starts testing positive for high levels of radiation elements, this is indicative of radioactive contamination of the entire food supply. The GMO Food and Drug Pushes Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency have not refused to prohibit the sale of tainted foods or instituted mandatory testing of foods produced and harvested in the Pacific coast. Instead, they have simply raised the acceptable levels of radioactive materials and foods frequently. Stupid. Clearly, it's all for your own good. Governments will not protect us or even inform us of the danger so we can protect ourselves, because it might dip into the pockets of the global elites, the nuclear food industry is there is big money behind this cover-up. Refusing to purchase and consume their tainted goods is the best way to fight back on keeping our families safe and healthy. Gives you some advice about how you can do that. This is actually from Uncensored magazine from April to June this year, if you want to do some more investigation yourself. But it says here, we've documented the spread of radiation from Fukushima to Tokyo for a year and a half. Unfortunately, as the following recent headlines from the ENE News show, things are only getting worse. Tokyo area turned out to be as contaminated as Fukushima. That's from a Kyoto professor. Tokyo-based cesium higher than levels reported off Fukushima. Nearly entire seafloor contaminated by 2014. Tokyo getting five times more radioactive fallout than prefectures closest to Fukushima. Japan Times, time bomb in Tokyo metropolitan area. Experts warn of accumulating Fukushima contamination, potential disaster in Japan's second largest lake. Tokyo's soil so hot it should be sent to nuclear waste dump. Releases its city. People from Tokyo area report thyroid cysts and nodules. Japan doctors laughing at patients. Japan scientists, radiation dose has been significantly increased around Tokyo metropolitan area after Fukushima. And we've previously noted that the radiation will spread worldwide by water and air. For example, California slammed with the Fukushima radiation. I just give you reports here of different people as reporters. And you should say that the West Coast will get slammed with radioactive cesium starting in 2015. This has been reported that incredibly rare thyroid abnormalities found in 40% of Fukushima children indicate a really high dose of radiation, higher than Chernobyl. Anyway, I'll give that for you to think about, but just wanted to make people aware that the Fukushima problem has not gone away after these couple of years. It's still there, and I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon.
No, it's not. And it's just absolutely horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. I don't even know what to say because it's terrible. The thing is, though, is that this thing of giving people contaminated food and contaminated things, it goes back to the beginning of time. I'm using this just as a reference point, but even, you guys have got to forgive me because I don't really use this as a focal point for belief, but even in the Bible, it says that there is a quote that basically says that if something is dead and you don't know how it died, it's still okay to give it to somebody who doesn't know that, as long as they're like not from where you're from. So even back to that, even back in the day, so to speak, it's okay to give somebody something as long as they don't know where it really came from. But it's not okay to give it to somebody that you actually know. But it's okay to do it for a stranger. So, I know that people are not looking at this when they do what they do. But the thing is that still a mindset with people that if I don't know you and I never have to see you, it's totally cool for me to give you trash to eat.
As people do in restaurants when they're dropping stuff on the floor. And
right.
Up and doing this and that and whatever. It's like, well, I don't see the
cookies. That's still not right to do. If food falls on the floor, if you don't eat it, don't give it to somebody else, period. It's just decency, period. But anyway. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take two calls. We're going to take the caller from 917, and we're also going to take the caller from 337. I believe that's the order because we do have quite a few people that we need to hit on. not hit on, but get to, so to speak.
Get them out of the way. Well, if we have, if we have time, like I said, I wanted to read out some of the paranormal stories that people posted online. I haven't read them yet. Just look at one with an interesting title, so we can all have the same new experience at the same time without me knowing what's going on. You know what I mean? So if it sucks, we'll only know it sucks at the end of the story. Anyway, continue.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Tune in to Broken Earth. BlogTalkRadio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Until the day I die.
Out at the moment called The Wrong Side of Heaven, and it's got quite a few people, but you let me know, it's got Tech N9ne on the album, it's got Rob Halford from Judas Priest, I think that's, anyway, if anybody's interested, you know, it's no spiritual people, I mean, it's a heavy music.
Okay, caller at 917, this is Broken Earth Radio, how can we help you today?
Hello, good afternoon, I was calling in for a mini reading.
Okay,
I'm calling in today in regards to employment. I wanted to know, when do you see anything coming together for me as far as a job or, you know, like internship or anything?
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Okay. Billing. I have like a billing degree, so it might have to do with, that's probably why it may come up as administrative.
Okay. Yeah. And, but like I said, we're just going to keep our eyes on the next 2 weeks. Okay.
Is this someone that I've like, do you know if it's someone that I've like did an interview with or has it taken place? Could you tell me that or no? Is it?
Well, actually, because it's so fast, it probably is something that you've already interacted with. But like, because, I mean, it's just like, it basically, one step is today, and the next step is like, you know, tomorrow or next week. You know what I mean? It's just within, like, this is the 10th, this is like by the 20th. And I'm just saying that just worst case scenario, by the 20th, it looks like you should have something. But I actually think it'll probably be within this week itself.
Okay, does it seem like it would be something like financially that I would be secure with for the time frame, for the time being?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everything looks like it's on the up and up. I mean, it's just about, just getting that call. But remember, and I always tell this to people, and this is just a general saying, keep looking. You know what I mean? Just keep looking, but it does look like you should be hearing something back just right away, like within the next few days. I mean, it's just within the time period that we're in right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day. I enjoy the show.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And 337, this is Broken Earth Radio.
Hi, Nunu. This is Pamela. How you doing?
Oh, hello.
And
guess
happy birthday. I know I told you on Facebook, but happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. Guess who this is? Are you ready to perform?
Am I ready to perform? Did you
it's
say?
The Gemini Diva.
Oh,
yes, it is. Yeah. That's right.
We all have to say it. Gemini Diva. There he goes.
Oh, goodness. Girl, whenever I hear you say it, I always do laugh. It's so funny.
Tamla, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question because on the top of the show we told people we were going to be asking, we're going to be putting people on the spot. But in your ideas, you know, in your day to day life, and you know when you come here today, in your thoughts, what does spirituality mean to you?
Oh, Oh, yeah, I heard it. I was listening at the beginning. Versus religion?
Right, or just period.
Okay.
Just period.
Okay. Well, spirituality for me, being that I was born and raised Catholic and really didn't learn much about God except through the priest, I learned that when I took a step away and I focused on my spirituality, I learned that I developed a relationship with God. And I could be any place, anywhere. I could be out in nature. I could be in a club. I can be any place and pray and felt protected. I didn't just have to go to an actual building or a sanctuary to find him. When I developed a relationship, he was with me wherever I went. And when I called on him, I felt his presence.
Okay. So you really feel like in your spirituality, your connection with and with in your idea of God, you feel like it doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
You're safe. You're okay. You don't have to be in a, you know, at the cathedral. You don't have to be
right,
you know, in any place in particular. You just know that it follows you wherever you go.
Right. And you see, the second part to that is I'm 42 now, and I know when I was growing up, I used to hear these, you know, I had friends. And, for instance, let's just say, like, if some people that were not Catholic, they were other denominations, they had to make a mad dash to go to church first thing Sunday morning. But then they were doing some crazy stuff like the Saturday night. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you mean to tell me you go do all of this on Saturday night and think that it is all going to be forgiven on Sunday morning just because you sit in the front pew? And that was my whole thing. And when that started not making sense to me, that's when I realized that religion was just overrated, and I had to seek the kingdom within myself and have that relationship with God.
Okay. It's all good. Well, what's your question today, dear? What's on
okay.
your mind?
Well, I was calling because I know a while back you and I had a very interesting conversation. I called about one thing, but then something else came up about a man that was in my life with children and child support issues and stuff. And the ironic thing is I have two men that are in my well, one of them is my ex, which is my son's father, and another man that's in my life, and they both have similar situations. I just can't kind of point out which one it was that you read about. So maybe
you know,
pick up on my energy and see what's going on.
Into the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry. And you got to forgive me. Bill's always yelling at me about this, about
talking over.
Well, the funny thing is you picked it up in my aura. So maybe if you could just maybe check my aura to even see that's even coming up, because if it doesn't, I'm just going to leave it alone. It's going to fix itself. It's just
okay.
Ironic that those two things would just pop up after you gave me a reading about it, and I kept it in my subconscious. But then, lo and behold, it shows up.
Right. Well, you know, what I'm actually going to say to you is that, and I want you to think about this, like pull away from your situation and just kind of think about something, okay? And everybody, you know, pull out of your situations and just kind of think about this. In relationships, we seem to perpetuate the same things. Like, let me give you an example. Let's say that you break up with the guy who that keeps cheating on you. The next relationship that you get into, there's something about that trust. Like when you hit that wall of trust, the next situation you step into, you're going to be having tons and tons of trust issues. So basically, the heart cannot differentiate between people. The heart doesn't know, but your eyes do. Your head may know, but the heart doesn't. You carry things over. So where you're having these, and this is something that's a lot more blatant, you know, you're dealing with somebody who's got child support problems and et cetera. It's like you keep, you know, you're gravitating towards people that have that same issue, and basically it's still an issue of financial responsibility. And that still translates as social responsibility. You know, somebody who's, you know, having problems paying their dues, you know, something that they're obligated to, you're just drawn to that scenario because there's something about that scenario that you yourself have to climb. Okay, it may be for different reasons, because one is owed to you and one is owed to somebody else, but you're seeing it from different angles. okay? So it's like where you may have, like, if you were 18 years old and you were dealing with a guy who had this particular situation, you may have been like, well, who cares? It's not my problem. But now when you see it from two different points of view, you realize that it not only translates into responsibility all around, you also see how it is on you as somebody that needs help. You see what I mean?
Well, the ironic thing about it is my son is 23 now, and his dad and I are done. But it just so happens that he called to reconnect with my son because they hadn't been talking. And then he just told me that he has a new little boy who's 3 and just all kinds of stuff. And it's like kind of like the cycle starts again with him, but we're done as far as that's concerned on my end. Now, the other guy, that's who you picked up in my aura. With him, it's not kind of sort of like the child support issue. You told me that, and that's where it's confusing because he also had a baby, and it looks like he got trapped in a situation. The child support issue hasn't come up yet, but it just was. It just was odd how, because I'm done with children. I'm done, but it's just so ironic how it just came up in my aura.
It's just coming up. Mm-hmm. Period. Right. Well, if you had to, if you had like a question, are you wanting to see which person that you really should be dealing with? Is that kind of what you're looking for? Okay.
Because they're both in my world.
Right. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, it's not as simple as who, as more like for example, your ex is here, just like you said, no matter what, and the other person is here for you. It's not just about having a child together; it's also about you. And you know, if when I look at your story, and I'm just kind of stretching it out and out and out and out and out. I mean, I know we'll be talking about this situation again. It really actually looks like this is something that has, I mean, sweetheart, I see you married. I see you really trying to figure out, where your energy should be placed. But it's like even if you picked one person, the other person doesn't let go. And it's like let's say you pick the other guy. Just so we can get our story going here. So you pick the guy, right? The ex is still going to be coming around. And so then there's going to be some things that are going on with you and him just because you still have, like, this unfinished business. And then the other one, you know what I mean? It just kind of looks like things just sort of keep dragging on. But I'm going to tell you, if you really, really, really want to know what I see as far as
where you'll end up
being, it kind of seems like you... Straight up, you might end up with your ex. And, this looks like it's a journey that you need to take. I don't think that you can just put the other guy to the side and say, okay, let's go, baby. I think that you actually may need to have this walk because you need to see people vying for your affections and vying for your attention. And I'm not saying that as far as ego is concerned. I'm just saying that you need... There's something about this situation where everybody seems to need to have this exercise, period.
Oh, goodness.
But,
and you see, with me, I'm just, with the ex, if you're talking, because I have 2 children's fathers. Now, I don't know which one you're talking about, because one of them is my son's father.
The one that's in the picture.
Okay. Because I'm done with him. Because I can't see where I would, because he wasn't even there for my son when he was born, and my daughter's father took care of him, and he really is still trying, but it's over.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you this, sweetheart. Go on ahead and do, like I said, it looks like you're going to end up picking right now the other guy, the new one. So go on and do it. Go for it. Mm-hmm. And the other one is going to just, like I said, the exercise needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do this.
He's going to play out his part. That's what you're saying. Regardless of what I do, he's going to still try to play out his part.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
So, but and okay. So don't worry about what I just said. Just focus on what makes you happy right now.
I get exactly.
You know?
I get it. I get it. I get exactly what you're saying. Because in my mind, well, in my heart too, I had to kind of filter it. You know, I just couldn't just let it, you know, just stay on the top level. I had to filter it just to make sure, because when I thought about it after I heard him, you know, talk to me the other day, and I was like, I can't go, can't go backwards. Can't do it. It's too long. It's 23 years deep. It's almost like I'm a whole, it's like I didn't grew up like 10 times over, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, good. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, and thanks for listening. Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, I have to ask you a question, okay? We have a couple more people in the queue, and I was thinking that maybe we could take one more caller, and then we'll finish talking about stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, all right. So we're going to take the caller at 928-928. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Alfina.
Who again?
Alfina.
Alfina?
Yes, I've spoken to you before.
Okay, well, great. Alfina, it's nice to speak to you again. It's really nice to talk to you again, dear. We're asking people when they're calling in on their ideas of spirituality. So if you don't mind, you know, do you have anything that you'd like to share about your ideas on what spirituality means to you?
To me, it just basically means, like, the relationship you have with God, like, whatever that may be.
Okay. All right.
That's good. There wasn't meant supposed to be an awkward silence there. No, that's fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're calling to ask a question, though, dear. What's your question today?
I'm just wanting to know, like, Ryan or Dell?
Ryan or Dale?
Yes. It's so complicated.
Hold on just a moment. Crazy that we keep getting these like the person who calls right before is going to have like has something that's kind of similar to the next person, you know what I mean? This thing, you know? Well, basically, this is the deal. You have to reach a point of exhaustion with one of these guys. And remember, I'm going to tell you what I see, but you got to live the story. You cannot just say, okay, I just know you can't. You know, you're just not going to be able to do that. But basically, I feel like Ryan, like let's say that you do just kind of pick Ryan or something. You know what I mean? Let's just say. Now, I want to ask you, I just want to make sure of something, though. One of these people seems like he's kind of reached a point of exhaustion right now. Not real exhaustion, but he's just tired of the situation. Which one is that? Is that one Ryan?
Probably, because he's an ex.
Okay. So, basically, you know, there's one person who's in exhaustion right now, because remember, well, I'm actually being told that even though you're confronting this question as like it's a triangle, there's really not a triangle happening except in your heart, okay? So, just continue to do whatever you're doing with Dale, basically. And do your thing. And then there comes a point where you got a return of the other guy. And on the other side of that situation there, that's where everything starts to change. thing is, though, is that the cycle we're in, which is basically, it started like in July. It started this summer. The time frame we're in right now, it's going to take a lot of this time frame, and then Ryan comes back around. And at the end of this time period, you're actually going to have the answer that is concrete to you. So basically, I kind of see Ryan ending up with you, but he won't end up with you yet. It's like you just got to do whatever you got to do right now. Then it looks like you reach a – I hope that makes sense without me having to –
Right now, Ryan is already back. Like, he's
– okay.
Been calling me for the past week, and I'm just, I don't know. And the thing with Dell is we're actually planning on doing quite a bit of things, and I know he's serious,
okay.
And I'm just wondering, you know.
Well, basically, what I'm saying to you is this. Go on ahead and do whatever you're doing with Dell. Even if the story, that the way that I'm picking up the story is not quite linear, even if because, I mean, I just, and you got to forgive me, I may just be so exhausted right now that it's just not quite linear. It looks like at the end of all of this, and even if it doesn't really take you literally 9 whole months to get there, it could be six months and 3 weeks, you know. It's just you're being told to continue doing whatever you're doing with Dale and let Ryan basically meet you where he's supposed to, because and I know this sounds so messed up, because like I said, there's something about your situation that literally mirrors what I just told Tamla. Okay,
I can't
go on, dear.
I can't be with Ryan. Like right now, like I told you, me and Del were actually talking about, you know, starting a family and getting married.
Okay.
So it's just, you know,
okay.
I'm not 9 months from now, I can't be like, oh, well, I'm going to go back with Ryan, because that's just,
but,
no.
Because you'll be,
like, I don't.
You'll be, okay. Well, let me just put it this way. You're being told, and let me not go too far out then. Go with Dale.
Okay.
Because that's where it looks like you really, that's what I was telling you originally. Go with Dale. And then, and don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But there's just some stuff with Ryan where it looks like he's going to be trying to come back. And but
oh, he's already
still,
doing that right now.
Okay. So if I may, maybe I'm just a little bit behind, okay? But you're being told to go with Dale. So, but I'm just telling you, and you'll call, you're going to call me back around Christmas time and say, oh, my gosh, you won't believe it. Because Ryan is just going to be coming around and doing these random things here and there. So just because you pick one doesn't mean the other one's going to stop. But the question is,
like, why is it still coming around? You know what I mean? Like, what is there? I thought we've pretty much dealt with everything we need to deal with and learned everything we need to learn from the situation, which is kind of, you know, for 7 years, it was kind of on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again.
Right.
And through that whole time, I kept going back, and it was, now I realize there's just nothing there. Like, even if I were to go back, it's going to lead back to where we were before, which is going in circles.
Right.
And I'm just tired of it, you know?
Well, I mean,
so I'm wondering, why is he constantly coming back? Like,
well,
what's the lesson
in that? There's so much exhaustion that's even, I mean, exhaustion is one of your issues, too. I mean, that's one, when I look in the cards, there's two issues. One of them is distant hopes, which basically represents what we interpret as the future. And the other issue was exhaustion. That's why I started everything out saying there's somebody who's basically worn out already. You see what I mean? But the thing is, and even if I'm trying to make the timing too practical, which means too localized, too much like what's going to be happening soon, I mean, you know, Ryan could even come around in 10 years, and it's, you know what I mean? I'm just basically, there's something about him that even though you're like, I've already figured it out with him, whatever, I'm letting it go, he's not letting go for real. He's just not letting go yet. And I always tell people this little story about, you know, my grandmother marrying this man that she knew for over 40 years. She married him. she ended up marrying him when they were old, when they were elderly. And it's like he asked her to marry him when they were really young. And then she ended up doing it later on. And he ended up giving her all this stuff so that in her later years she was taken care of. I mean, I'm not trying to say that that's what I see. I'm just saying that life, just because we're not 24 anymore, doesn't mean that stuff stops. There's just something about Ryan that is still, that is like no matter what, he's still hanging in there for a very long time.
No, but
you're
why?
Being told,
it doesn't.
Why?
It doesn't.
Because he cares about you. He cares.
No, it's like it's
go.
So stupid. Like if you feel that way, you should have said you wanted to marry me and have children. And you just, he doesn't even say that, you know, like he doesn't, he's like, no, well, that's not something I see. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm going to walk away. And now that it got to the point where I have found somebody who's willing to give me those things, and it's like he comes around again, and I'm like, what is your problem? Like, why is it, you know, you're here? Like, what's your point?
Well,
like, it doesn't make any sense.
You've got to remember something, too. On this mortal coil, Ryan doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, you're putting him on the spot as if he's been alive in this life form for 10,000 years, and he's had every experience possible already. So, and I'm saying this to you from a spiritual place. We don't know until we're dealing with a situation that is like yours. You've got somebody that's in your life who's for real, and then he's like, oh, wait a minute. What if she's really, really gone? I never saw her, not in my life. I just wasn't ready for her in my time. You see what I mean? So basically, you're being told to go where you're headed right now, but just remember that there's something about Ryan that's still in here for the long haul. And you can cut him off, and he'll still come around. But time will tell. Time will show this to you. Time will show you. And
no, I mean, it's like, it doesn't make any sense for me, you know, to get married and have children with somebody and then, you know, go and be with, I mean, it's just, ugh, I don't know.
But the thing is, sweetheart, I know that you want to do the right stuff, but you got to remember that you don't know either. You don't know. How many times have you been you in this situation before?
I don't know. It's just, to me, I think once I have children and I get married to Dell, there's no way I'm going to go back. Like, no.
Then when you say that, I appreciate what you're saying, dear, but you're also giving yourself no shot to ever grow with that statement.
No, I mean, it's like, what is there to learn from it? It's always going to lead back to where it was before, just in circles. I mean, 7 years is a really long time, and it's like you never gave me anything. You never did anything. So why are you here? Like, why do you keep coming around? And it doesn't make any sense at all. So why, you know, what lessons did we learn from that? Like, nothing.
Well, if you believe that you're looking at nonsense, then it doesn't make sense, and just walk away from it.
Mhm. Okay.
Because nonsense, by definition, means something that makes no sense. So, I mean, if that's really how you feel about it, step away and let Ryan stew and brew in the journey and keep peeking around and coming around, and you just tell him, go away, whatever you need to do. But regardless, there's some, like I said, I don't see him gone forever and ever and ever. And like I said, if I'm just trying to make it too much of, if I'm focusing too much on timing and I really don't need to be, I acknowledge that. I throw myself on that knife. But I just don't see him gone. But in the very beginning, like I said, I told you to stick with Dale for right now because that's where it looks like you're supposed to be. And then at some point, you know, Ryan comes into the picture and he does something that means some things to you. Okay?
I mean, that's just like not a really promising.
We only got 4 minutes left, and we got to close our show out right. So, dear, thank you so much for listening, and give us a call. Give us a call back, but it's been nice to talk to you, sweetie. Okay?
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right, dear. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You there?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. We only have 3 minutes left.
Well, I guess no one will be able to hear a nice, scary story.
Oh, there's... especially when you tell it, because it'll take so long.
Well, I guess I'll have to save it for next week.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? It is almost Halloween time. If anybody is interested in awesome, cool, spooky things, I'm going to post this, but there's this very cool material that I'm just seeing for the first time today, and I can't believe it, called The Gaspies. The Gaspies, and I'm going to post it on the site. And it's just this, like, horror. It's kind of like just these creepy people, and it's material, and you can make dresses and aprons and little things out of it, but it's just cute. It's just really, is it the Gaspies or the Gaslies? I think it's the Gaslies. Anyway, I'll post it on the thing and on the site. What's next week's topic going to be about? Topic.
I told you about this.
Sorry.
You tell me.
Well, we're going to probably catch up on some stuff that we missed this week.
Of course, we're going to be talking about these paranormal stories and characters to talk about. But don't forget to title this show.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is out on Tuesday. Be careful if you're pre-ordering it, because I made a phone call today about pre-ordering, and they said I wouldn't receive it until 10 days after the official release date. So just keep your eye out for that if you're pre-ordering.
Yeah.
You're going to get it on the day and save yourself a copy. It might not work like that.
Okay. It's the Gaslies. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening today. We're going to have to probably, I don't even know if we're even going to have time to close it out properly, because I think we only had 60 seconds. But look us up on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show, Psychic Nunu. Get in touch with Bill at BillDoyle@live.com if you want any distant healing or if you want to talk to him about weird stuff. And it's been good to see you guys this week, and we'll see you next week. Remember, the full moon coming up is the harvest moon. And I'm sorry, say bye.
Bye-bye.